We won't know details like how much plans will cost until September, but at least we know there's going to be competition, plenty of it. Nonprofit consumer group Florida Chain's policy director Greg Mello is the one who ferreted out the information from the online filings at the state. Laura Goodhue, executive director of Florida Chain, tells us more.
What this means now is that we know that there are insurance companies in Florida, health insurers, that want to compete for Floridians to purchase their products. And so this is good news for consumers, specifically uninsured consumers, that they'll have a choice of at least 10 plans that will offer meaningful benefits through the federal marketplace under the Affordable Care Act.
For Health News Florida, this is Carol Gentry in Tampa.